So a few days back, I was just looking back at the type of episodes I was doing, and I realized it's mostly related to psychology or technology. And I suddenly, realized that I haven't talked about possibly the one thing I like the most, which is physics. So this episode is basically what is physics? If you have studied physics, or if you have a friend who studied physics, I'm pretty sure you've seen equations which are like, what the hell do they mean? But especially quantum physics equations, they're plain scary, But at its core meaning, what is physics really? And so I'll tell you the origin of the word itself, the word physics. It's actually really interesting. The origin starts from, I think, around 15th century in Greece. It's a Greek word of phusias or something, which translates to nature. Then that later switched to fusica, which I think it's Latin. I'm not exactly sure on that one. And then that converted to physica, and then as we know it as physics. So I remember I was in this tuition class a few years back. It was my first day there, and the first class was physics, the one I attended. And the teacher asked, "Can anyone tell me what physics is?" The whole class was silent. Nobody, knew the answer. So he put it very simply: physics is the study of the laws of nature. And this is pretty interesting. It's actually one of the reasons I personally love physics, because it's like things are happening around you all the time, and not just around you, but there are things happening that you're not even aware of. But we found a way to write them down on paper with just our hand and, a pen or pencil or something. Like, we can literally, describe how a black hole looks because of physics. We can, we have literally sent, a machine to take a picture of a black hole, and that's a huge deal. Because, so there's a concept of light year, which is basically, it's actually a, now if if you first time, if you're hearing the word light year for the first time, you think it's like a unit of, time that, because of the word year, and it can be, misdirecting. But it's actually, light year itself is actually a unit of, length. So it's like, how much time does light take, or sorry, how much distance does light travel in a year? That is the meaning of light year. So whenever you talk about distance, it's like, it's this light year away, this many light years away. So although this is what I'm talking about is like astrophysics and related to that, but even if you bring it down to Earth, simple things like collision, projectile motion, just Newton's laws, and there's also, by the way, so at least when you're in school, you've mainly taught Newton's laws and all, and you electrostatics and this and that. What's interesting is Newton is just a very small part of it. In physics, there have been many physicists who have come up with their own laws, which we've not heard about, which are taught in master's and PhD level. And what's interesting is, if you so they use different symbols and different methods to prove the same thing in some sense. And believe it or not, all those equations, when you see the final product of them, they mean the same thing. So it's like there was this doubt I started having when I was in 12th standard, that what if physics doesn't work? Like, we're simply just trusting on this thing that we've been told, but what if it doesn't work? And I had like a mass, major, massive doubt on this. But if you think about it, how are physics experiments proved? You do it over and over again. You set out a statement, you practice it, or you experiment with it. If it holds, then it has to be true. And so this is interesting. Even if the experiment that you're doing, and you do it right all the time, even if it doesn't obey once, it's not a law anymore. So it's like, for example, Newton's first law, I think, if I remember it correctly, it's anything that's in motion, any object that's in motion will stay in motion, and any object that's at rest will stay at rest. So when you test that hypothesis out, Oh, this is also, by the way, when we're talking about in motion, we're assuming there's no friction over here. So, you know, when you test that hypothesis out, you're going to come to the right conclusion all the time, which is what the statement set out. And so, you know, that's why you call it a law, because it keeps on, you know, redeeming itself as true. And it's just mind-blowing. From, you know, we've come from an era where we only used symbols from one place, which is, you know, Greece, and then it just blew worldwide. And you know, if even if you're in Spain and you know your native language is Spanish, or if you're from America, or if you're from China, or if you're from South Africa, or if you're from India, science is the one thing which is universal in, you know, language itself. So I don't know, just it's fascinating to me, all of this, and the, you know, science in general, especially physics. And that was a weird little rant there. Anyway, so I hope you got a, you know, like a nice definition of what is physics. Till then, I'll, you know, let's come to the end of the episode. I've already rambled on for like a few minutes. Anyway, I'll talk to you in the next one. Bye.